Are there any more questions for the programming committee? I just wanted, two questions. My question is, is there any questions for us before I start? Okay, my question for the programming committee is, Thomas, I'm not sure, but I thought that, you sent out a document almost a year ago or maybe a year and a half ago with listening to stations where we could rate the shows, and you had, for content, for entertainment, for whatever it was. I thought you did a form, or am I incorrect? Because I thought I saw a form. Do you send a form out?
We had started the process. It's in limbo, but we need to bring it back up. The reason it went in limbo is we were informed by Katia that she had something, and so we'd like to see that first. She had said she has an instrument for programmer self evaluation, and possibly something, a final evaluation. And we made clear to her that, we just wanted to help and see it and use it as a way to analyze programming, and not do her job or Jerry's job or the LSBs by evaluating them. We simply want to get the show on the road. We note that, frankly, as far as I know, programmers and program director and station management has not been evaluated in quite some time. So, and that is an LSB obligation to do on a yearly basis. So,
and that's absolutely true, but they haven't been evaluated because we haven't followed the proper protocol by way of the bylaws, which I'm going to make sure that happens in this
year. There you go. All right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, the other question, Thomas, when is the LSB show planning committee meeting? Cause I'm attending meetings and I don't know when I need to know when these meetings are so I can attend.
We usually will have one after this meeting, when do you want to do it?
No, whenever you send, just let me know. You're the chairman. So let's just let
Monday
me know.
Monday or Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Just let me know so I can be able to attend when you have it. I just need to know when those meetings are.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Any more questions? Okay. We will. Oh, did you raise your hand, Martha?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Well, you up next is outreach and development report.
Okay. Everybody should have received a report. It was sent out yesterday. I don't want to read it. I'll just read the resolution, but, as far as the topics of discussion, we talked about the walk, the virtual walk that we're going to put on. It's been approved by management, the WPFW walk to combat COVID, and anybody who participates, of course, they pay. And we'll bring out some more details about it, but they can walk in the park or on a trail in the neighborhood with family or friends or whatever. And this will be a good fundraiser to get people outside and, of course, to recognize WPFW. One of the members had made a suggestion about maybe we could have WPF members located at a spot where they can pass out balloons with WPFW on the balloons, or another spot where they can hand out WPFW flyers. So we're still talking about it, but we're planning to have it in June.
Okay. So we'll
discuss that. And then the next thing, it's announced on the radio that it will take 4 to 6 weeks to get the gifts out that were that people pay for. So we decided to write a resolution making sure that hopefully it's get it in writing so that the people can get their gifts within that span of time. So we came up with a resolution. I am going to read that. It says the Outreach and Development Committee would like to codify the period of time between when a pledge is made during a pledged fund drive and the promised gift from the station is received by the public. It is hoped that this resolution shall clarify the time frame that the public can expect to receive this gift. The gift shall also include a note of thanks from WPFW expressing appreciation for the donation and its tax deductible information. So that's a resolution. And we also said that we know that WPFW short staff and Annette has a lot of work to do. We understand that. So we're hoping that if we follow the CDC guidelines, we can form a little committee to help out in whatever way we can to get those gifts out within that 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're asking that the LSB approve this resolution. And if there's anybody else from the O&D committee who wants to speak out, since it's our, if you could say something, anybody?
Go ahead, Masha.
Yeah, no, I really support this resolution. Because I think it really goes to the core of our integrity that when we go on the radio, particularly as programmers, and we say, if you support the station in 4 to 6 weeks, you will receive a book or whatever it is. I think in 4 to 6 weeks, that book should land on their desk, on their door rather. And I just wanted, I think this resolution just puts it in writing what we've been saying over the air. But we thought it was important to codify what we've been saying and put it in writing. So that's basically what this resolution does. And also, I think it's important that we provide a little thank you note instead of just putting the book or the whatever it is in an envelope and shipping it off. A little note saying thank you very much for your donation to WPFW. And just to put, you know, and just to express our appreciation and maybe even ask for some additional funds in the process. But I would just, I just think those kinds of little courtesies go a long way when you're asking people for money every couple of months.
Okay.
Ron to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
Lucy to the stack.
Lucy, okay.
Yeah, Lucy, hello, but go ahead, Ron.
All right, thank you. You know, I cannot support this resolution for one reason. There are many variables as to why gifts don't go to our listeners, you know, in the time frame that we wish. You know, that's been an ongoing issue. It has nothing to do with breaking a promise. It has everything to do with what's available, the vendors, our ability to pay for those items. And if I would have hoped that there would have been some discussion, you know, with the development staff and management about that issue before coming up with such a resolution. You know, when we say that, you know, packages will be there 4 to 6 weeks, you know, we're not saying that out of the clear blue sky. We're saying that because we're hoping they can. But considering the mail system right now, and all these other variables, I think that hamstrings the, you know, the development folks from fulfilling their jobs. So I think it's just, I think it needs greater consultation before we agree to codify something like that. It definitely needs to go through, you know, management and in terms of is this realistic? You know, can you, if you can't keep that resolution, it's just as bad as making a promise that it's going to be there in 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Resolution ain't going to improve that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, Marcia, this is your second time. Go ahead. This is it.
Yeah, no, I understand, Ron's position, and we've run into that a couple of times, you know, even with organizations like Amazon, where they say that something will be there in 48 hours, but at least they contact you and they say, it was our intention to get you there, to get this present to you or whatever this product there in 8 weeks. But unfortunately, because of the mail system, it's going to take a little longer. I think it's important that we communicate with the public. Because if we don't communicate with the public and the event and the product doesn't show up, people just assume that it's not going to show up or that we're not keeping our word. And, you know, I have been in contact with people in development and, you know, one of the gifts that I had promised on the air in the summer has still not gotten to the people.
Time.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Marcia. Lucy, did you want to say something? Did you put your hand up?
Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to cut off this discussion specifically about getting promised gifts. So if there's somebody that has something to say about that, they should go before me. Mine is about this, but not that specific point.
Okay. Okay, does anybody else have a comment before I go back to Lucy?
Management should probably comment on that, if I may.
Okay, I got one too, but okay.
Sabu's on the stack.
Sabu?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. We can barely hear you, so you need to talk close and loud.
This has been an ongoing situation for some time. I do sort of understand Marsha's perspective. Ron's, you know, I sort of agree with that to somewhat male and stuff like that. So there's an issue. But the fact that we need to stay tight on it and work on it, not to get lax, that's what we really need to do to make sure that we covered ourselves. So Marsha bringing that up, I understand that, you know, because I've had people, you know, and we were doing better. I think the virus caused some issues, for everybody along with, you know, the idiots in the mail. So yeah, that's something to do. Yeah. Work on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I need everybody to understand that there is very serious daily communication going on. We are on the ground addressing the issues because this is the station's integrity. I agree with codifying it and everything, but understand the level of work that is going on to correct the problem. We take calls every day. We respond on a daily basis. I get the calls. The calls come into master control. We get emails from people about their gifts. We get the gifts out as quickly as we possibly can. There is a huge problem with the mail system itself right now. And then we've got to go back and do tracking. We got a great number of gifts that were returned to the station because they said some of the gifts that we were sending out as media mail, and it's arbitrary. Some post office stations will let it pass through, others will not. It is almost up to the postal worker or something where they end up coming back, and it might be because we hit them with a large volume of gifts that are going out, and maybe we upset them with that large volume, and they hit us with a higher postage. So we are handling it as best we can, codify it, but it's something that is labor intensive. And if you could help us on the ground, it will help the station improve its integrity. But we are working on it on a daily basis.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. I love you to death, but if you don't allow me to tell you when to speak next time, me and you won't have a problem. I let you slide that time. But don't let it happen again, sir.
Okay. Never again. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Thomas, did you want to say something, Thomas?
No, no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Pardon me? Did somebody say something?
Yeah, that was me. That was me again.
Okay. No, I ain't going to be you again this time. You just spoke twice, Mr. Ron.
Well, no, this is regarding this motion and its future.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting ready to say, so you can speak after me, because I'm getting ready to say something first.
I have no hobby with that, no problem.
Okay. Okay, I just want to say that I appreciate what Martha is doing, but however, there are other variables that need to be taken into consideration, as Ron mentioned earlier. You know, I think that it should be a resolution, but not as it states right now. And for one thing, just like you're saying that is they said 4 to 6 weeks, I was told 6 to 8 weeks. If you ask a programmer how many weeks it takes to get a gift to a person that a pledgee, they will give you different times. I was told I've heard 4 to 6, I've heard 6 to 8 weeks. So we don't even have that as a solid answer. If you can ask a program, you may get a different answer. Some might say 2 to 4 weeks, some might say 8 to 10 weeks. Because I've heard all of that. Nobody is not what's the word I want to use? It is not I'm just saying we're not together on that yet. The other thing is that I totally agree with Marsha about putting in the thank you cards and all of that. But the other variable is that if they don't have the staff to do it, we have to get, can we guarantee them that we're going to have people help with the mailing out of the these gifts and these cards? Because it's, they're short-staffed, as Jerry has mentioned. So we need to have guarantees that we're going to do what we have to do to help them get these gifts out and do that mailing. So it's really a great resolution, but it still needs some work. So I'm going to suggest that if you have ideas about how to get this resolution clear and straight, you all attend the outreach and development meetings and put in your input, because it's a lot of us just people sit on the sidelines and want to make comments about what should and shouldn't be done after the committee has done all the work, and then they want to make comments of what they do. You need to go to the meetings and bring your ideas to help that resolution be a little bit more solid than what it is before we go forth with that. So now, I didn't know it was a motion made, but if it was a motion made, I didn't hear anybody second it. So no. Therefore, it's not valid at this point. I don't think you even made a motion.
We did.
So I'm just saying, I just think the resolution is an exceptionally great idea. It just needs a little bit more work on it before we go forth with it. But I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great concept, especially with Marsha's input about the thank you cards and all that, because we definitely need to communicate with the community that way. So I just think the resolution needs to be a little bit more solid and worked on, and something straight where, is it 4 to 6 weeks? Is it 6 to 8 weeks? Is it 8 to 10 weeks? We need to have all of that in order before we even come up with a resolution for us to even vote on and pass.
Julie's on the stack.
Who's that?
Julie.
Okay, go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, just 2 seconds. I think if we had a development director, I mean, I think it's a great idea, Marsha, the thank you note. And if we had a development director, this would be part of their job.
That's right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's hope for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I say something? We're not going to give up on this resolution. We're going to go back to the drawing board, work on it, make some amendments, but it needs to be done because the credibility of WPFW is at stake.
We
want to make sure that people don't complain about not getting their, gifts, etc., because it's been going on for some time. So we'll work on it, and you're free to come and join in the meetings every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The first Tuesday of every month. So if y'all could, but we're going to work on it.
And yes, it needs to be done. I'm saying do it, but it just needs to be tightened up. That's all I'm saying.
Chair, this is Jerry. May I briefly?
Yes, briefly. Go ahead, sir.
Very briefly. When I first came on at WPFW, we had a backlog of gifts in the amount of something like 4,000 gifts. When I reported that to another signal area, they said, that's not bad. So understand, it's a larger problem also. I just wanted to be brief. It is serious, but there are big numbers. Thank you.
I was on the stack.
Okay.
Well, who is that?
This is Ron.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
I only asked that the Outreach and Development Committee reach out to management and those involved in that process right now to get their input. Programmers, we don't mail stuff out.
Right.
But they do. They know the shortfalls. They know the pitfalls. So whatever policy, whatever resolution is achieved, should be based on some input from those who are involved in that process. So that's all. That's it. You know, I'm sure it'll be done correctly.
Martha, to the stack, very short.
You got 20 seconds, Martha.
If Jerry, if you could arrange so that we could talk with you about setting up a committee to help with it, getting the gifts out, when you have a chance, if you could let us know when we can meet.
You got that, Jerry?
Okay, I had to unmute. Yes, just get in touch with me next week, please.
Okay.
Okay.
And Marsha, please, that just went real quick.
You done already talked twice, Marsha. Okay. Right. I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Go ahead.
20 seconds. I just don't want anyone to leave the meeting not understanding that I have tried to contact management and work with various people in management on this issue before we decided to draft the resolution. But I think it's a great idea for us to go back and tighten up the resolution and then come back again next month to the LSB. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. We're going to move on to the Communications Standards and Enforcement Committee report. Dennis Williams, you have the floor, sir.
Hello. There is actually very little to report. What we are doing is accepting new members for the committee. We are not, in fact, actively engaged in any pursuits at the moment. So anyone who wishes to join the committee will not only get credit for joining a committee, but won't have a whole lot of meetings to go to right at the beginning. What I will do is if we get one or two more members, I will call a first organizational meeting, talk about where we are, and then we will stand by, so to speak, see if there is an issue that develops that needs the attention of the committee. If such an issue does arise, I expect that we would move forward and seek to meet something like every 2 weeks for hopefully a period of maybe 2 or 3 months, depending, until we resolve the issue. So it will really operate as more of a task force. So we will be addressing particular issues as needed. And if anyone is interested in joining the committee, you can reach me or reach out to Arthur, and he'll put you in touch. Thank you. Any questions?
And who is the new chairman of the that committee?
It's the person who's talking.
Okay. Just want y'all to know that Dennis Williams is the chairman of the CSE committee. Okay. All righty. Now we can move on to the PNB report. Mr. Ron Pinchback.
Ron, Vanessa. Oh, man, the whole team.
Okay. Who else?
And listen.
Ron, Vanessa, and is it Julie and Wayne?
Yep.
Julie and Wayne Bruce.
Okay.
Julie Hewitt and Wayne Bruce, Vanessa Dixon. First of all, there's not a lot to report about the PNB right now because the PNB is in transition. Old members are leaving. New members are taking their positions. Right now, the committee assignments are being dealt with. These committee assignments will be voted on at the next PNB meeting, which will be next Thursday. So not a lot to report, other than the, I was going to report about the PPP money, but, that's already been done. And I do want to add one caveat to that. That money will enable the network to meet its payroll, until the end of March. After that, it's a whole other issue. Jerry, if you're on, you can verify that or not, but if you're still there, but that's the only thing, a caveat that I would add to that PPP fund.
Yeah, Ron, that's correct. As far as I know, that only gets us through March.
Okay.
So again, this pledge drive is mission critical.
All right. Unfortunately, we talked about this before, this New Day Pacifica stuff. They have not, we've been waiting for them to submit a formal petition or a formal notice to the PNB that, or to Pacifica, that they're going to pursue this bylaws convention. Today, they sent out a email addressing specifically the WPFW and WBAI. It's targeted to our listeners because for a variety of reasons, but the thing is right now they're soliciting people to sign the petition. And quite frankly, they're using a lot of very, very unscrupulous tactics to do that. We will have to engage in a campaign a local campaign, because the New Day Pacifica people have targeted WPFW and BAI, because we, these two stations, were the strongest in terms of the resistance to, their takeover attempt. Now, there, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about them submitting, you know, using our list to send to our listeners, our donors. That's California law. Our lawyers, you know, the network lawyers have already, you know, dealt with that, and, you know, there's really nothing we can do to stop that. So the only thing we can do is put out a counter narrative. That's something that I'm going to be encouraging us to do sooner rather than later. You know, in connection with, in cooperation with WBAI, because they're also mentioned in this. And, you know, and I must say, it angered me, because I know that they did this intentionally, because they know we're getting ready to go on the drive. They also know that we're in this bylaws period. Okay. This bylaws period usually lasts between 30 to 60 days. During that period, is when anybody that wants to submit a bylaws amendment can do so. That's the Pacifica, bylaws and stuff. That's all determined by that. So during this period, they have not submitted. They have not formally submitted anything, you know, to Pacifica about pursuing this. However, they're using this period to recruit petitioners, and that's what you folks are seeing right now. They're trying to pick off us, because once again, and trying to scare us, because the average listener might not know. So that's why we're going to have to engage in a campaign of public information and rebuttal about what they are receiving. Unfortunately, it's going to be difficult to do that during the drive.
Jerry here, Mayor.
Yeah, please, Jerry.
Really quick, I am getting phone calls from listeners. Thus far, I have told listeners not to sign the petition.
Exactly, and unsubscribe.
Okay.
You can also unsubscribe on that site too. It's small, but it's right there on the front page to unsubscribe, right at the top.
So we need a narrative, you know.
Yes.
That's it. But yes, I need to make sure that I'm saying that we are saying the correct thing when we tell them not to sign this petition. My position is there are too many unknowns, but just don't sign the petition.
Right.
That's all. I'm out.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Mr. Chair, Ellen is on the stack.
Okay. And, let me see if there's anything else related to that. Now keep in mind, you know, once again, these people are well funded. That's why they can put this information out here. And these are the same people. Now here they're talking about save WBAI and save PFW. These are the same people that wanted to shut BAI down, that did shut BAI down. Mm-hmm. You know, so they cannot be, you know, they cannot be trusted. And the individuals involved, I'm not going to describe what they're about. I'll just say this, that we don't want to turn the network over or PFW over, or any of the other states for that matter, to a cabal of individuals. I'm talking about five individuals who have determined that they are the best answer for this network. Instead of having people's representation like we have now, and as nasty, as ugly, and as messy as it is, it's still people's representation. They want to take that away. And that's the bottom line. And that's the narrative that we have to, you know, put out there. So I will entertain any questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ellen has her hand up. Ellen?
Sabu?
Ellen?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I can wait until someone, if they have a question about the New Day. My question is about the PNB committee. So I can wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sabu to the staff.
Okay, Sabu, we'll come back to Ellen after you all ask your question. Go ahead, Sabu.
I talked to Ron. I talked to some people in Baltimore who are you know, members of WPFW, and they were asking me about that, and I tried to explain to them the best that I could, you know. So yeah, if you can get, you're gonna have to do some kind of counter, you know, throwback, so that they don't, you know, because people are listening and stuff from there. So that was if he, and they were concerned, you know, because I said, well, didn't they just
do something? Yeah. It's a very concerning piece of email that they sent out, and like the average person don't know. So we're going to have to engage in a campaign, an on-air campaign. And unfortunately, and Jerry will verify this, because of fair campaign provisions, you know, we have to be strategic on how we do it, but we have to do it, and we have to do it soon, and we have to do it, I mean, really, really as soon as possible. I'm going to be working with people on the PNB to come up with that narrative. PFW needs to come up with its own narrative.
Right. We need a counter narrative. That's what I was just getting ready to say, Ron. Thank you very much, very, very much. Mm-hmm. It needs to be distributed to the inner circle, I'll call it, at WPFW, amongst the programmers and the public affairs people, so that it becomes part of the culture. And in my humble opinion, what's going on with these New Day Pacifica people is wholly unscrupulous.
Very. So
that can be part of that narrative. It is the most unscrupulous power grab I've ever seen in my life.
And folks, let me assure you, that is the case. Jerry does not mince words here, but that is the case. These people are unscrupulous. They know that they're going to affect our drive by flooding our stuff now, okay? And but they know, they also know they don't have the current votes. That's why they're targeting BAI and PFW specifically, you know, in this last missive. And so the counter narrative, you know, Jerry, we've got to work on that, and if we've got to have that up as soon as possible.
And are you done, Ron? You done?
I guess.
Okay. I just want to say that, we have to be very careful even within a circle, because we don't want programmers using the wrong language and saying the wrong things, because we have to be real key in what we say, because we don't want to be violating anything and have them saying that we violating something when we talk about it. So we're free to do it on the LSB show, but I'm talking about that we need PSAs, we need other shows.
That's right.
To mention it. So, but we have to be very careful in the language that we use, because there's certain guidelines that we're not supposed to cross when we're putting it over the air.
Right. And language will be everything, particularly with the PSAs, because if we cross the line, that'll give them grounds for attack. So
exactly.
Right. Okay.
So I will personally work on that language with Jerry and Katia. And because, like I said, we've got to fast track this. Mm-hmm. We need this narrative up, you know, during the drive, and the drive starts Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
No, the drive starts Monday.
I mean Monday. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, okay. But yeah. So Jerry, you know, expect to be hearing from you on this.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
PNB reps, they're going to help me craft this, you know, so like I said, we just unfortunately we have to fast track it. We just want to make sure it's legal language, and that it's accurate. But we've got to counter this. Otherwise, you know, people will, like you say, you're getting calls from Baltimore about this. No, we've got to do something.
Okay.
So that's it.
Okay. Julie, you have the floor.
Yeah. I just want to add, you know, we craft something, then I think as individuals, we can do things like put it on our Facebook pages, et cetera,
yes,
out to our networks as Julie expressing Julie's own personal opinion about this, as opposed to, you know, trying to use the PFW airwaves to do stuff, but other stuff totally above board.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you, Julie. Okay, Ellen.
One more thing. Timeline-wise, like I say, they're trying to get petitioners. That's why they're soliciting petitioners, because they need more votes. That process will take at least 30 days or more. So we're looking, you know, March or, you know, maybe April before they submit their petition. But in the meantime, we'll be on the offensive also.
Okay. Okay. All right. Ellen Williams-Cotter.
Okay. The only thing I wanted to ask about is, well, I want to tell the LSB members, I sent out information about the PNB delegates, committees, and positions. First, Lucille, you did not get back to me as to whether you want to continue to be on the programming committee. Please let me know. Also, I got a notice from Nancy before she decided that she's not going to be the PNB secretary, that they really need LSB delegates to be part of the PNB committees. So please look at that list again. Look at what's taken, you know, what positions already are filled, and whatever's not filled, if you can, please get involved with the PNB. Thank you.
Okay.
And let me know as soon as possible what position you're interested in, because I have to let the secretary and the chair and Otis, the IT person, so they can contact you about meetings. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Jerry, with a quick question, if I may.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
For Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
Ron, worst case scenario, what happens if they get their petitions signed, if the petition goes through? What ends up happening?
If they get their petition signed, they're going to take those signatures and, you know, submit them to the elections coordinator, supervisor, because this is all being done legally, to verify those signatures to make sure that they're definitely Pacifica members, okay, or local station members. And once they do that, then if they have enough signatures, they can put the referendum up, you know, for vote, and then it's on, just like it was last time, you know. And so that's, and that could be anywhere from, like I say, from 30 days from now to maybe 60 days from now, maybe longer, depending on what kind of response they get from our signal areas.
Okay.
And folks, just so you know, if they win, we won't be having these meetings anymore. that's true.
That's true. That's, yeah, true,
because we won't be having these meetings anymore.
Yeah. Will they be licenses up for sale?
They can do all of that because they will be run by a 5-member cabal of individuals who are determining amongst themselves who is going to be where, this, that, and the other. And so, yes, if BAI and PFW would definitely be, you know, high markets to get rid of because they can't control us. And everybody on this call knows the story on that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I'm just going to add, if you look at the email today, they told a lie right up front. They said, no, there's no endorsements. And then they turn around and say, there's no endorsements from any Pacifica network people or something. And then you look, and then if you read down further, you see all these people from, KPFT and, well, whatever, all of the ones in California, the three in Texas and California, two in California. You see,
you know how many, black folks belong to BAI and DC and, you know, LA and Texas. When you look at that petition, though, when you look at that thing they sent out, look at the pictures.
Yeah, I did.
It tells you everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tells you everything.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, but I'm just saying if people really read it and look at it, they can say we don't take any endorsements. Then you read down, you see all these endorsements. So it's a lie right from the beginning when you read it.
But very unscrupulous.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
I hope y'all got the picture though. Okay. Craig, I'm gonna take Craig. It's gonna be the last one for this. Go ahead, Craig.
I think Lou Wolf has been trying to say something. He's waving his hand, but Lou, you gotta actually, you know, indicate on the chat.
Lou, what's up, man?
Okay, go ahead, Lou.
First of all, people should understand, Arthur, you just left, but it's a fact. They will abolish all the LSBs, number one. Number two.
Immediately.
Number two, they will take control of our programming. Number three, they will make us a repeater station. If that's not enough, my God. And the last thing I would say is anybody who cares to should be on what is called Fight Back Pacifica. This is a national conference call. And we should put it out on our site so that people can be on that call to understand, this is a national coalition of people. We usually have 80 or more people on those conference, those Zoom calls or conference calls. So I hope Jerry and Ron, we can advertise that meeting, those meetings. I've been on four of them so far. I think they're about once a month. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the reminder, Lou. For the reminder. Appreciate it.
Okay. Lou, just for everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody don't know what a repeater station is. So do you want to clarify that, or you want me or Ron to explain what a repeater station is?
I'll pass to you on that one. Thank you.
Okay. That just means that all they're going to do is take their programs and make them and run them through WPFW, WBIB, what is it, WBAI, and we will not have no control over the program. All we'll be doing is hearing those three stations and two in California and Texas. Okay. Craig, you still got your hand up. Did you want to say something else?
Yeah, Ron, is it your understanding that even in this period where are not successful, that we still can't get on the air, that we still are bound by some type of, balanced,
yes, reporting? Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, because of the California judge that, dealt with this, case at the beginning, they were saying that they demanded, you know, fair and equal representation, because they didn't want the stations to use their might to counter their narrative. And so they put in these fair campaign provisions that permit the station from using its might, you know, to counter the narrative. However, there are ways that it can be done, that will pass muster, and that's what we must do, and that's what we will do.
Loopholes, you call them. We got loopholes.
Yeah,
okay.
But that's it. It's the, you know, it's the legal stuff. And even in terms of putting like the Fight Back site on our website, for example, you know, like I said, these people they're well lawyered. In fact, the people that are involved in this are lawyers.
And
bust
the trip up.
Exactly. You know, see, if we don't adhere to the campaign rules, then they'll challenge the results of the election. That's what they tried to do last time, but the election was so overwhelming they couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So that's what's up, fellas. Unfortunately, we're dealing with Trumpers from the left.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Okay. We're going to move on to, unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business anybody wants to, bring up? Going once. Going twice. Okay. Lou, come on.
I tried to raise my hand during the Finance Committee meeting. Okay. I have developed a list over the last several weeks. And I'm still enlarging this list. So far, I have 47 progressive foundations, and I'm not talking about Rockefeller, Ford, George Soros, any of those. Mm-hmm. These are small but progressive foundations. And I'll make this list available to Jerry, to Ron, to anyone, Arthur, of course. As soon as I finish it, it's still in, it's 7 pages so far and growing. I'm not, please be clear. I'm not running to be development director. No.
Okay.
But very somebody good. Who knows how to approach these foundations has to do this. Okay. I've merely provided the list of the names, the addresses, and so forth.
Okay. Thank you.
Application accepted.
Was that Lucy?
Yeah.
Is that Lucy? Yes, go ahead, Lucy.
Yes, I think we had a discussion now. It must have been about 14 months ago about the same subject, targeting groups that want to support something that is critical. And I know that the Black COVID, I think, task force, is on WPFW, and they report out, but there are many entities, especially because of the disparity, not only in the disease, its mortality, and vaccination to communities of color, that is the listening station or component for WPFW. I think now, sooner than later, I reviewed just something that's to come out in 2 weeks from FEMA, where they will put a contract out on the street for $1.5 billion. So that's an IDIQ company that should be more than willing to have programming and make large contributions for WPFW, because WPFW has a penetration into the population that they are contracting to meet. That's just for vaccinations. But COVID-19 has uncovered again the significant disparities, race-based disparities. And all entities that are interested in that, most of them being nonprofit, would also welcome the opportunity to partner with WPFW on such a subject. So rather than put that on the back burner, I think it needs to be on the front burner. And I think that the money's going to be gone in a minute.
Absolutely agreed.
That'll finish.
This is Jerry. I'm sorry.
No, I'm
finished.
Just saying I agree. Just agree.
Okay. You done, Lucy?
I'm done.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I'm going to just say that, just like Lou Wolf is submitting names, anybody on the LSB can, you know, submit names to Jerry. I'm sure he'd be glad to hear about anybody that's willing to partner and help WPFW out in any way, form or fashion. So just like Lou is submitting his to me and Jerry and Ron and, Vanessa, and Wayne Bruce, because that's all the people on the PNB, and Julie, please, you know, feel free to submit any names that you have that's similar to what Lou and Lucy was talking about. Yes, Lucy, go ahead one more time.
I know this is my second time, and this is last time, but I am saying even more than submitting names, I think this is such a big issue that there needs to be a strategic plan how to address this. This is not something for just one person, but I think it is a strategic approach definitely to the disparities associated with health in the district and for seniors. I mean, this is a super hot topic. the digital divide. I mean, like, and I think I spoke with Mr. Wolf, Lou Wolf, before on this issue. And now if we don't move strategically to get a plan together, not just name, but a plan together to address these, I think we're missing a major.
Okay. And you know where else you can, I think that needs to be brought to the Outreach and Development Committee too, and they can jump on that.
No, Mr. Chair, Ron to the stack.
Yes, question. Sir, Ron, this is your last Jerry. Time, sir. Oh, that's Jerry.
And Jerry.
Okay, yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah,
Jerry and me, don't be discriminating.
I'm getting ready to go ahead, quick.
The station needs to take a position. And there's some confusing information going out to our community. Minister Louis Farrakhan, for instance, is shunning people from taking the vaccination. My position and our Dr. Watkins' position is follow the data, get the vaccination. We are dying in record numbers. But my question is the station going to take a position, or should the station take a position in how we direct people to get the vaccine or not? My position is get the vaccine. What should we do?
Okay. Ron.
As a station.
Okay, yeah. Actually, the young lady said some things that were actually very, very important to Pacifica, not only PFW, but Pacifica moving forward, because we don't have the monster man anymore, you know, in terms of, you know, focusing all our programming on dealing with that. Now we have a new administration, and now we have another crisis in terms of this disparity, and PFW can take the lead on that also, you know, being in the nation's capital and such. So I think her ideas are sound in terms of how we approach things, you know, programmatically, and taking a position to expose, these disparities, in a very, very, you know, comprehensive way. I applaud the sister for understanding that, you know, it's your programming is what we do. That's what the people respond to us for. So, yeah, here's a need that we can fill.
All right. Okay.
Lucille has her hand up.
I see Lucille has her hand up for the third time.
Hey, don't be counting on people.
Eileen, please take Eileen first.
I'm going to take Eileen. I'm going to leave you out. What? Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, Jerry, I didn't know that we had aired anything about you know, against the vaccine. I would be on the side of encouraging people to get the vaccine and following the science. You know, I would put it in those terms. I know there are, there's a range of opinions about it, but follow the science. And if I would not agree with putting out anything else beyond that. I mean, people are going to make their own decisions, but we sure shouldn't be putting out anti-scientific information.
Okay.
And if we that stop, is my position also.
I will be quitting
about the station.
Okay, I'm going to stop this conversation here because we're getting off the topic. We're not here to talk about vaccines, even though that's crucial.
It's worth clarifying. Come on.
Okay. Lucy, put your hand down.
Okay. Did you
y'all want me to let Lucy speak one more time? Okay, go ahead.
No. I know it's late. It's okay.
Come on, go ahead, Lucy. Come on.
I think it would be
strong rules here. Come on.
It would be phenomenal to have this discussion, and I have had the discussion with the Nation of Islam and the minister's directive. But as a leader, you know, a call in on this subject could be phenomenal. We gotta follow the science, and the science is unequivocal that you have to be vaccinated. If not, the divide. So that's it. I'm getting off, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
For the fifth time tonight.
Oh, come on, y'all. Please. Is this about the vaccine monster?
Just one quick thing.
Okay, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I'll do it in 29 seconds.
Go ahead.
Could we consider, with the leadership of Dr. Perez, a small subcommittee within the LSB where we could bring back a set of recommendations next month in terms of how we could address this issue? I think this is very important to the survival of our community. Okay. So would you be willing, I don't know, could we have like a small committee where we could come up with some recommendations next month?
I'll tell you what, I want you to, when we request for the agenda items, put that on under new business and we can have a discussion. You and Lucille need to be on that, on that agenda. I'm going to let y'all have at least 10 minutes just to talk about this, okay? You and Lucille, I'm writing it down now.
No, she's the expert. I follow her. So she's
okay.
Yeah.
Now, but y'all have legit, this is legitimate. We're going to put you on the agenda already for next month. New business.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
And Mr. Chair, I have to take this opportunity to remind
you. No, you do not, Ron.
No, it's important.
Okay, because Mr. Y'all not taking over my meeting. I'm serious.
Yeah, this is a parliamentarian, and Kathleen does have her hand raised up.
Okay. I'm going to let Kathleen go first. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Thank you. This is quite important in inequities, actually, and we do have the Biden-Harris administration using that term instead of the rather weak one of a disparity, which is just a difference, and inequity is an unfair difference due to, white supremacy and misogyny. I would just want to say I think a call-in would be a very big mistake, and so excuse me as a white person speaking, but the history of scientists experimenting and torturing Black people is well known. So it's not enough to say follow the science. So you are going to consider having Black leaders, people of color, come forward and speak to this issue. And I think that would be a much better service to the listeners of WPFW. And there's a ton of work going on right now. So no one has to come up with something original in terms of how to address this and who can speak to address the mistrust, the well-placed mistrust
exactly.
of communities of color. So I think it is very important, and I can certainly funnel information to people, but anyone who's on progressive public health networks, this is people are there and have got the information. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. Jerry again.
Jerry, no, Jerry, I have to move on. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Very quick.
Documentarian with making up for the time he lost, man. Come on.
So, Kathleen, please feed your information to my program director. That's it.
Oh, okay. Say, Jerry.
I will do it. I got it. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay. Moving on. New business.
She's on her way over to your house.
John Tatum, you need to mute, sir.
All right.
John Tatum, mute, please.
Yes, I wanted to be recognized.
Okay, well, go ahead. Okay, come on, y'all.
I want to make sure that medical information is not under the purview of WPFW. I think Jazz and Justice is just fine, but I don't think that WPFW should give out medical endorsements, recommendations, et cetera.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order.
What's your point of order, Ron?
A point of order that Mr. Tatum is welcome to be our parliamentarian, but, that's not his purview, and that's it.
Okay. May I respond?
Okay. No, before that, I'm going to say your point of order is acknowledged, but I've just allowed other people to speak their opinions that are off the topic of this agenda and the LSB, so I'm going to allow him to get his part out because I shouldn't have allowed anybody to start talking about this vaccine at all. So I'm going to let him finish his point since I allowed everybody else. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, well, I'll be finished by saying Jazz and Justice is more the purview of WPFW. And my personal thing is that I will do whatever my primary care physician tells me to do.
Right.
Okay. So that's all I want to say. Thank you. Sorry about that, Ron.
Okay. That's okay.
All good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, I shouldn't allow nobody to go into this topic because everybody has opinions about it. And we can talk 3 hours about that. It's not going to happen. Okay. We're moving on to the next agenda item, new business. I want to, read a letter real quick, in regards to, the last meeting you all asked, me to present Annette Carson with, the certificate. And I also gave her a $50 gift card. I don't know if y'all going to want to reimburse me or not because it's a done deal, but I'm just telling you what I did. And she wrote this letter back to me. I gave it to her, I believe it was last Friday. I'm sorry. Thank you. And this is what she said. She said, thanks of appreciation to the LSB. Hi, Arthur. It was nice seeing your warm smile and craziness the other day. At your next meeting, can you read my email of appreciation as stated below? I'm writing to convey how humbly appreciative I am of my gifts in which the LSB rewarded me. WPFW has been an amazing learning experience for me, musical, politically, socially, and working with the staff and programmers have gotten warm fellowship and lasting relationships. And I also realized uniting for one common goal is the way to our success. Thank you all. Annette Carson, also known as the Hurricane. Okay. So that's her appreciation letter for the,
I gave her
a very nice certificate thanks to an anonymous person that helped me out with that, told me they wanted to remain anonymous and a gift card of $50 at, Target. And so, okay. Now, in the interest of time, because we spent so much time talking about this vaccine, which I shouldn't have allowed.
Martha to the stack.
Yes, Martha.
We can contribute the $50. Give a little donation. Well, you put that.
Okay. Well, you know, but some people may not want to do it, and some may. So we can worry about that at next meeting.
Okay.
If anybody wants to donate towards that $50, because that I just paid the whole thing. Okay. I have some forthcoming directives. I had an officers meeting, as I told you I was going to have at the end of last month. I actually had it the beginning of February. I'm just going to try to run through this real quick. And what I'm going to have to do is email them to you in the interest of time. But I just wanted to let you know what kind of directives that I'm coming, that's coming forth. It's actually about 8 or 9 of them. But there's maybe 2 or 3 of them that we have to vote on. That we're going to have to vote on, but the other ones, and we won't. Okay, deadlines. Okay, there's going to be a deadline for people submitting their reports. I want all reports in. All committee reports are due by Thursday before the meeting. That's 1 week before the meeting. The same thing goes for agenda items. I'm just giving you the short version right now because in the interest of time, what I'm going to do is after I give you the example of what I'm talking about so you can be prepared for it and not catching you off guard, I'm going to send them out, but you have something to think about and know where we're headed. But anyway, reports will be due Thursday before the meeting because that gives everybody plenty of time to read it. It gives Ellen plenty of time to send them out, send the reports out and not have to be worried about bogging down with them on the last day. Then you will send these reports to the chair, the vice chair, Ellen, and the treasurer. Those are the officers. The officers are now working as one unit. We're together. So anything that you send to me, you send it to Ellen, Nick Arena, and Dennis Williams. Those are the 4 officers. Just in case one of us not be able to handle it, the other one will be able to take care of it. Okay. Subcommittee reports. Let's see. Okay, same thing. I'm going to change the format of some of the reports. If you ever seen a CSE report, that's the format we're going to be using, because I want every committee to have a purpose and put that purpose on the top of your report. And it can stay there every week. You only have to do this one time. Every subcommittee will need to say what their purpose is. So everybody, when somebody looks at it, they won't say, well, what does this committee do? Or what are they doing? And what is their mission? Because you do a purpose and a mission statement. And then you can go and write whatever you want in the committee. But I'm going to send you all a format on that. Member requirement. We're going to require that all members of the LSB at least join one committee. I think it was two before, but all I'm requiring is that you at least get on one committee to help out or give your input or do something else besides just be on the LSB. Requirement will be one, at least one committee you have to be on besides the LSB. Members are to discuss issues with station management with the LSB for approval of presentation to management. This does not include questioning and comments during the management reports. So which means if you have something you want to address to management, make sure you all run it by the LSB first for approval before we approach the management with it. We all are advisory committees. We call them the subcommittees, but we're really advisory. We're supposed to be giving advice, not making demands. Okay. Well, I got email etiquette, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. Financial budget. That's one that's going to take a vote. And we can discuss that and we're going to have a discussion on that next month too. Financial budget, I was trying to see if there was some way that we could all, have a maybe $50 or less per annum, which means we would all put in $50 into a pot by June of every year. And that would be it. I'm just giving y'all this consideration to take that in consideration. That would be something that we have to vote on. The other thing is the community comment. We're going to move the community comment from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. The reason being is that when the community is coming to our meeting, they usually stay for the whole meetings. So we're going to, I think it's unfair that we only get to when the community is only allowed to speak after they hear the management reports and after they hear maybe the finance reports, if we get through that. I think the community would be much more happier if they could add that the main committees that has to do with the community is the programming committee, the outreach and development committee, and the finance committee. So they don't have a chance to address them because we don't get them until after community comment. So now we're going to try to have all of this stuff, these reports done by 8 o'clock so that the community can participate and ask questions about outreach and development. They can ask about the programming committee. They can ask about the finance and they can ask about the managerial reports. So I just believe it's only fair and better for the community if we have that after everybody has done their report so they can ask questions about that. Now, if y'all just decide to go against that, I have no problem with voting on it, but I'm just telling you what the purpose of that is, for that. So now, in the interest of time, then I'm going to have meetings with all of the chairs of each of the committees. I'm going to have a meeting with the chairs, to kind of discuss things that you all want from what you all expect. And what y'all want the chairman and the officers of this committee to do. It's going to be what the chairman, what y'all get to tell me exactly what y'all want specifically from y'all committee, what y'all want the chairman to do. That'll be a time to express it. And I'm going to have an open phone policy for all members. And that phone policy, I'm not saying open door, I'm saying open phone because we're in the COVID. Don't come to my door and call me between 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. is the time that I will take calls. If you call before then, I ain't taking them. I'm just telling you, 1 to 11 is my open phone policy. Now, if y'all don't have any questions, you got any questions before because I'm getting ready to adjourn because we ran behind talking about this vaccine.
Run to the stack.
Complaining about that.
Okay, Martha, go ahead, Martha, and then Ron.
Yeah, you know, you say you want the committee reports the Thursday before the LSB meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, are you aware that the Outreach and Development Committee meets this first Tuesday of the month, and then the Program Committee meets this first Wednesday of the month, mm-hmm. and that would put us at, like, the Program Committee, if they meet on Wednesday, they're going to have to get a report out by the next day, which is Thursday. That's kind of pushing it.
Right, and
you all think that's
meets
pushing
on the Monday.
Okay, y'all think that's put. Okay, would y'all like for me to say by Saturday?
Well, Mr.
To get a report after you've done your meeting, because it's best to do a report after your meeting so everything is fresh in your head. But if y'all want 2 or 3 days extra, I'm willing to do that.
You,
Mr. Chair,
the report is based on what's in the minutes, just in case the chairman missed something.
Mm-hmm.
At the minutes, and then they can compile the report from the minutes. So, usually takes longer than a day to get the minutes together. That's.
I just asked you, did you want 2 or 3 days if your meeting is
that
on
would
a?
Help. That would help.
Okay. I'm going to, instead of saying Thursday,
Mr. Chair, I don't mean no harm, sir, but we're trying to do this on the fly. Okay. Mm-hmm. What I suggest is that we take your recommendations, you know, mm-hmm. and look at them, give us a chance to look at them, and then people can make their recommendations to you, you know, via email or changes and whatever, okay. Over time.
Okay. I stated that at the beginning of my speech that I'm just running by y'all so y'all can know what's coming so you won't be blindsided.
Some things you said we could vote on. And some things you said we wouldn't be voting
but,
on.
Yeah,
and,
but something, yeah, some, I'm, but it's open. This is open to your opinion and suggestions. I'm just putting the directives out there and telling you why, so you'll have an idea of why we're doing this. It's not to cause any problems.
Oh no, listen, a lot of the ideas are great. I just wanted the board a chance to give
well,
a chance
have,
to.
Yeah, you're going to have a whole month because I'm going to send them out to you I'm going to send them out to you this week. So y'all have a whole month to look at them before we have the discussion next meeting. I said we're going to have an open discussion about all these directives next meeting because I was going to do it this time, but we don't have time for that. I'm getting ready to adjourn the meeting. So
thank you, Mr. Chair.
All I was doing is giving y'all a heads up of what's coming and what was discussed.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Who is that with their hand? Oh, that's Kathleen. Yes, Kathleen. Kathleen?
I'm so sorry. I know I'm being at any tonight. I would just put out for people to consider the possibility of changing meetings, either the LSB meeting moving forward or something else, just because I think it is a problem to get things so close to the meeting. So it's just a thought. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that's another consideration. Okay. But anyway, I'm going to send all of these things. I just gave you all an example of what these directives are. I didn't even read all of them. I just gave you all an example of what's, so they put some on your mind for next month. But when I send them out, I'm going to send them out this week. You have a whole month to look at them and think about it and add your input or think that it's, you know, that you'd rather see a different change or something different. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Meantime, meanwhile, back at the ranch, if there are no more questions or concern, I would like to adjourn the meeting right now. So, it's
second.
Oh, move.
Third. Fourth.
Bye-bye.
Okay. The meeting is now adjourned. Y'all have a blessed week and I'll talk to you all later. Thank you very much for your time.
Night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Great job.
All right. Thank you.
Good night. It was a great job. Thank you.
Okay.